What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
Sickle cell disease, it's a disease where it affects your blood cells. As we know, your blood cells are supposed to be round, but when you have sickle cell disease, your blood cells are actually sickled and the blood doesn't flow freely. They coagulate, and wherever they coagulate or get thickened, there is pain, and that's what we call crisis. And that pain causes so many other things, such as so many other conditions or disabilities, such as organ failures. So basically, that's what it is. So we have about 600 babies born every year in Canada. And then the statistics in Nova Scotia, I cannot recall on top of my head, but we have but they're all broken down by hemoglobin, so I really cannot recall about that, you know. But the numbers here are not as much as Toronto, but we do have quite a few numbers here, and we do have more pediatric families than adult families. The way you connect with the association, we are online, and you can always get us, search for the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Atlantic Canada, and you can, once you search for that, you can see us, and then you can email us, and we'll be there to assist you. So we have a lot of families moving from different parts of Canada, coming here, different parts of the world, and they go and search for us, and they see us, and we actually support them in having access to whatever it is that we have here in terms of in terms of health. And then we make the link, and they actually get to get their doctors or their hematologists that they need. What we do with health centers, we connect with them. We have actually created brochures that's all going to be online. We are working on hiring an individual that will connect with health centers, hospitals, and also educational institutions, wherein when you go on their website, you can actually have a link to our website. So if somebody is moving here with sickle cell disease, they'll be able to have access to us, and we can provide the support that they need. It is hereditary. It is you inherit sickle cell disease. For example, I have the trait. I do not have the disease, but if I have a child with someone with the trait, I have 1 in 4 chances to have a child with the disease. So with the trait, I'll feel normal. I don't have sickle cell disease crisis. That is what it's supposed to be. However, there are times that people with trait, like my younger sister, she has a trait, but she also gets sickle cell disease crisis, because her hemoglobin is a whole lot lower. That way she gets, because of that, she gets sickle cell disease crisis. Sickle cell disease, it has been stigmatized as being a black condition, but it is not a black condition. However, it affects the larger part of the population is in West Africa, mainly Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Ghana, and other part of West Africa, then the Caribbean islands. Mainly it affects us, but then you have other populations like the Mediterranean population, the Middle Easterners, Greeks, and Italians. We have actually seen people looking very blue eyes, blonde hair, having sickle cell disease. So the stigma that sickle cell disease is a black disease, that's not true at all. It's not. Sickle cell disease is you inherit it, and you have it for the rest of your life. But now there are so many other things that you can do to actually be sickle cell free, and which has been done in many parts of the world. It's either you flip the genes or you do some bone marrow transfer, but that's very medical, which I cannot speak to. But there are other ways to be sickle cell free. But what we advocate for right now, it's medical research and medications such as hydroxyurea that people are using that's making them feel better, eating better, and coping with the disease and doing a lot of other things, which would be different from individual to individual. And every person who has sickle cell is different. Jeff is there who has a wife with sickle cell disease, and what he is feeling and what he will be what he'll be dealing with may be completely different from somebody else. The child will not have sickle cell disease if the father doesn't have the trait. So you will have to have both parents having the trait before you can have the disease. I'll actually let you speak to Jeff and he can speak to that. So Jeff in this case doesn't have the trait. The wife has the disease and the kids may have the trait, but none of the kids would have sickle cell disease. None of them have sickle cell disease because their father doesn't have the trait. We are doing this match specifically because there was a doctor coming from hematologist coming here to do this work because September is sickle cell disease month. And we just said, we know what, we were planning on doing an event so we can just collaborate. So this event is a collaboration between Sickle Cell Disease Association of Atlantic Canada and IWK Hematology. The message can be sent to the community by just talking about it in their workspace, in their social life. When you get together, sickle cell is real. It is debilitating until you actually meet individuals with sickle cell. They tell you what they go through. It is a huge challenge, and that's why we are here, the Sickle Cell Disease Association of Atlantic Canada, to support those individuals and their families. As I said, for example, Jeff and his wife, Leanne, they moved here from Ontario. We are supporting them. We are supporting them whichever way they can. You know, like they asked me about issues. I wouldn't talk about that now, so I'll direct them in the right place. That is basically what we do. You go on Google and search for Sickle Cell Disease Association of Atlantic Canada, and you'll get us. And whenever someone is moving here, please contact us because we're here to provide you with the support that you need.
This is Mucho Radio, opening your world to more than just music.